Mary, hi. I am going to give you audio feedback on your Module 3 learning activities assignment. And what I have to say is, wow, you've done a lot of work. I have reviewed your assignment and I have comments and suggestions and some questions. And overall, sort of in general, I love that you love the anatomy of a module and you have it right there in at the beginning of your assignment. I love that. You already know that I think you have excellent module titles and you have a very nice, consistent, clear, well thought through, articulated course structure. Each of these module focused documents, I think, will serve well as starters for your module overview documents. And so I want to make sure that you keep that in mind as you start setting up your own course in your own shell. I don't want you to lose this work that you've obviously put a lot of energy into. And the same goes for the module, the profile that you did, the course profile and the course questionnaire. I'm hoping that you will leverage all of the work that you did and simply copy and paste. And this is how it was intended for you to be able to copy and paste parts of these assignments right into your course shell. So I'm just going to go through one by one of your modules and give you my feedback. So in the first break the ice activity, the first module, I of course love how you're calling it break the ice, and I love that you're using VoiceThread as an ice-breaking tool and activity. You have a very clear list of activities and instructions for your getting started part of the course. It's hard to tell what you're going to be discussing in your VoiceThread specifically and in your intro discussion. I'm wondering, my question here is are these intro activities going to be social or are they going to be more than that? I love that you're going to have them use DIGO, and I'm wondering how and how you set that up and how you're going to have them use it and why, sort of all the details about why and how. I love that you detail the content presentation and the types of interaction the way that you do. I love the question area and the break room. Excellent. It would be excellent to encourage your students' teaching presence in the ask a question area so that they know that they can respond to each other's questions. And thereby it helps you with your workload as well as their help if they're helping each other. I love that you have these metaphors for the break room and the professor's office. That's very cool. I also love that you're having them sign up for this listserv, the e-list. And that's an excellent, out of the course kind of an activity. And I'm wondering how you're going to evaluate it. How do you know that they actually signed up for it in that time frame that you asked them to? How will you know that? And I see that you're going to have them have a discussion about the experience on the e-list in Module 6, but I'm wondering how here in the Break the Ice module you're going to know whether or not they actually signed up. So you need to give them some sort of feedback and you need to ensure that they do this activity. And so you need to design, you need to think about if there are some ways that you can get them to demonstrate to you that they have done this. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. Nice that you're doing a private welcome and some formative feedback. Let's go on to Module 1. Excellent overview. I see the real application to their real lives in your articulation there. I love the objectives that you have and that you list. You have a lot of content that you present, I've noticed from looking at your modules. There's a lot. And so my question to you is, how are you going to evaluate that they have done these readings and viewed these presentations and these videos and stuff? And is it all going to be in the discussion? And if so, I mean, there's so much. How are you going to tick off that they have completed the assignments in you know, each of the readings? I mean, they, you know, I just need you to think that through a little bit more, because there really should be a way, if you're having them really, you know, dive into each of these pieces of content, there needs to be a way for them to be able to demonstrate their learning and their questions and make their thinking visible to you on the content that you're putting in front of them. So I just have a big question mark about the content. I love the details that you have provided in this assignment on your discussion assignment. Excellent questions, excellent discussion starters. It really helps me to see how you're approaching discussion and confirm that you have a really good, solid approach here. I love the clinical scenario that you're asking them to show how they can apply what they learn in the content to an experience that they have had in the past. So my question is, how are they going to interact with each other on part one of this discussion in module one? It seems more like a written assignment that you're having them do. Now, what saves it for me is that you have a part two that actually is a discussion. And so I really, really love that you have these two parts of this interaction. And so to me, this works. And my question I had when I was looking at this initially was, are there any opportunities for student-led discussion? And I see, as I reviewed your course, that you did in fact incorporate student-led discussion, and so I'm so thrilled. I'll talk about that more in a minute. I'm not sure that I understand this hot topic activity, and I know now from having looked at your whole assignment that you introduce it here in module one, or actually in the intro activity, you refer to it in each of your modules. But there is no, that I can discern, and maybe you've already thought this through and have something planned, but there's no way that I can see spelled out here how you're actually going to give them any kind, you know, confirm that they've done it, that they're doing it. And so it's something to think about, because I see what you're doing. You're reminding them in each module that they need to be engaged with this e-list in some way. And so it does give them permission to lurk, and hopefully they did set up the account and begin to receive the notifications from the e-list. But it doesn't really ask them, I mean, just signing up doesn't mean that they're going to read the emails or see them or do anything with them. And so I'm wondering if you're setting yourself up here, or setting them up here, and if there's some way that you can actually get them to more specifically engage. So just think about it. I love that you're doing a journal, and I'm wondering how you're going to do this. Is this internal to the course management system? Is it external? Is there a rubric that goes with the journal? What are the guiding questions that you will use? I mean, this may be another way that you're getting them to make their reading and viewing of the content visible to you. You're going to need to make sure that that's really clear in your instructions and in your rubric, so that they know that they have to really demonstrate to you that they've done those readings in their journal or wherever, or in their discussion. All right, let's go to module two, introduction to, wait, that was module one. Module two is developing nursing informatics competencies. I love that you're having them come up with clinical scenarios from their own experiences to analyze. Now, again, in this module, similar to in module one, this seems to be more like a written assignment. So, where's the question that they will use to interact with each other over each other's posts, similar to what you had in part two of module one? It's missing here. And I'm not sure, maybe that's intentional because you're having them do this nursing competencies thing. which I'm assuming is a written assignment. Do they do this alone and then turn it into you? And then my question here was, can they share these plans with each other in some way? And I know you have them do that at the end, or at least now that I've reviewed everything, I know that you have them do it at the end. But I'm wondering if it makes sense at all, since I don't know what this actually is. I'm not sure it makes sense. But I'm wondering if it would make sense to have them share this as they complete it. So not just at the end, but all along the way. So just think about this. I have another note to myself that I still am unclear about what they're actually doing with the e-list activity. I love that you're having them do a journal. Again, I'm wondering what the questions are that guide that assignment. Let's go to Module 3, Ethical, Legal, and Other Issues. There's a typo there, so note that in that module. How are you using Digo? How are they going to use Digo? Are they bookmarking things that they post in the discussion? And how are you evaluating their use of Digo? Maybe that'll be clear in your rubric. I love that you are doing a group discussion, a small group discussion. Very cool. How are you going to break them up? Are you going to let them choose? Are you going to break them up by affinity, how are you going to actually operationalize breaking them up into small groups? I love that you're doing some kind of a multimedia project. I'm wondering what tools you're going to use. I'm wondering if you're going to have examples for them to look at, if you're going to give them suggestions of what types of things they can do. And then how are they going to present and share whatever they come up with? Is that going to be in discussion? How are you planning on doing that? Is there a way that they could peer evaluate each other's work? Is there an opportunity for some sort of interaction to lay over this? I also had a question here. I had the thought that I was wondering if they were going to be able to see each other's journals and lay some interaction over that or something on top of that. I think the whole, any opportunity you can have for them to have peer-to-peer interaction, peer networking, peer support, peer evaluation, any of that, like with the competencies development activity, any opportunity, and you'll have to decide whether or not it's appropriate or not, but if it is, just consider it, because that kind of peer-to-peer interaction greatly enhances their learning. It exponentially enhances their learning by being exposed to their classmates' learning, and see, it's motivating. They see other perspectives and points of view. They get to really look at the topics from different perspectives. It greatly enhances their learning. So give it some thought. See if it's appropriate for any of your activities. And I don't know. You may already have that planned. So I'll wait to see what it looks like in your shell, too. So that was Module 3. Let's do Module 4, Nursing Informatics Practice and Practice Applications. So I love the case studies approach, and I love this particular assignment. Really good. I love the student-led discussion one. I think you have a really excellent approach here. It's very, very clear that it's student-led discussion two, actually. And you're having another activity as discussion number one. I love how you're breaking this up. It's really good. Now, my question with the student-led discussion is, how are they going to learn to write a good critical thinking question as their discussion starter? So I'll have to wait and see how you lay this up and lay this out and set this up in your shell. I love that you say that they can't duplicate questions. This prompts students to interact early so that they can get their questions in, and probably after the first time it happens, they learn, right? That the later that they wait, the more questions that have been taken by other students. I just have to say, Mary, I totally love that you are trying the student-led discussion thing. I think it's an amazing activity, and I am thrilled that you are giving it a try. At the end of your engagement interactions assignments on and offline for this module, it's cut off. So it says, in addition to leading your own, and I'm assuming it's going to say leading your own discussion, but then there's something missing. So I just wanted to let you know that there's some text missing there. In Module 5, Nursing Informatics Research Applications, I was again struck by the amount of content that you are presenting and how you're going to make sure that they have read and viewed it all. And is it all going to be only in discussion and/or the journal? And the thought occurred to me, I wonder if you could have a self-test here or there. I mean, I don't want to suggest that you add yet another activity. So this is just a thought, a random thought that I had, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, you're trying to achieve a lot in the discussion. I'm not entirely sure how you're organizing the journal, so that may be where it takes place, but self-tests are really good ways to have the students, you know, have an opportunity, number one, to check themselves on what they got out of the readings that you're putting in front of them. And it's a good way for you to gauge, you know, their completion of those activities, their engagement in those activities. And they can be set up so that they can do them any number of times, you know, and low stakes, you know what I mean? Like not a lot of weight to them. It's just a thought. I'm certainly not suggesting that you add yet another activity. If you did that, I think you'd need to, you know, reduce somewhere else, I think. I don't know. Just think about it. I love your discussion question. How do you envision technology enhancing patient health education and management? I wanted to mention, and I will bookmark these in DIGO for you, but there are a couple of sites. One is called More Better, and one is called Mind Bloom. And I don't know if you have had any experience with either of these, but Amy may know of them. One of the people that I would kill to see is a woman named Jane McGonigal, who talks about serious games and gaming as, you know, the solution to life, the universe, and everything. But so if you have a chance, look at her TED Talk on gaming. But anyway, she is an amazing person who has designed this site called More Better, and it's just an amazing resource that people can use to help them cope with and manage some serious illness or situation that they have in their lives. So check it out. I will bookmark it for you. And Mind Bloom is another similar, I hesitate to call it game because it's not really a game, but it is like life gamification kind of. And I'd like to have you check that one out too. And certainly, these are things that I think when I read what this module was about that came to mind immediately. And of course, there are many other tools out there that help you track aspects of your health or improvement to your health. There's tons of stuff for, you know, losing weight and getting healthy and for diabetics, which I'm sure that you are familiar with. So I love that you are having them analyze the reliability of resources and sources on the internet. I think that is a very important aspect to information fluency and transliteracy, I think is what they're calling it these days. So that's an excellent activity that you're having them do. I'm wondering in this module, which is Module 5, if this discussion that you have is another student-led discussion. And then is the evidence-based nursing practice an assignment? Is this a written assignment? Or no, this is another student-led discussion. I guess that's my question. whether or not, and it's not clear because in all the other ones you labeled it discussion and student-led discussion, so it was clear. So I got confused with this particular one, but what I think is that this is a student-led discussion. There's text missing at the end of this. It says, at the end, it says, to be shared with class and then it's cut off. So I'm not sure what comes after that. All right, let's go to Module 6. And this is where the hot topic activity takes place based on the ELIST assignment. And so I've been thinking about this, and I wonder if there's a way for you to get them, if this is authentic. I don't want it to be contrived or forced in any way, but I wonder if there's a way for you to get them to ask a question or to respond to something on the E-list in each of the other modules so that you can quantify their participation in the E-list. I don't know if that is appropriate or if that makes sense. I'm just suggesting it. I mean, this definitely would be one way, because if you're participating in the list, then you would see that they ask a question or that they respond to something, and then you would know that they actually are in there and engaged and contributing. That is a real authentic, you know, way to get them to engage in this professional listserv. So think about that. Another way you could do it is maybe summarize what they learned each week, maybe in their journal, you know, summarize what the topics of the week were and what they got out of it. I'm not sure. I mean, I really see what you're trying to do with this activity. You want them to participate in a professional listserv and to continue to learn and to engage professionally with a community, participate in this community of practice, get them to do it beyond the end of the term. I saw that you asked them to do that. I just want to be sure that there's incentive for the students to actually follow the E-list so that this activity, when it gets to Module 6, so that it will work. And so I'm just trying to brainstorm out loud here ways to do that. Ultimately, I'll wait to see how it ends up in your shell, and you'll have to decide what's appropriate and realistic, and also, you know, takes into account all the rest of the stuff that you're having them do, which, you know, your course is very full. It has a lot going on in it. And so, you know, I'm not looking to have you add activities or types of interaction here. I love that you're doing student-led discussions, and again, I'm thinking about whether or not their nursing plans can be shared in each module with others in the class along the way so that they can see each other's incremental progress on the project. I'm not sure that makes sense, not really knowing what this nursing plan thing is. It may not make sense, but I'm just mentioning it again. Module 7, this is where you're going to have them share their individual nursing informatics competency development plans, and that's good. I'm wondering what kind of question you're laying on top of that, so that they can interact. You say in this final paper you will return to your learning plan and evaluate your project progress, but this isn't a paper, this is a discussion, so I'm a little confused. I mean, this is where they're presenting, this is a paper that they're presenting, but how is it a discussion? So just, it'll need to be a little bit more fleshed out for me to understand more, and you probably have this thought through. So I'll wait to see what it turns out to look like in your shell. I see here you have portfolio creation, and I think this is a really cool idea, but I need more info in order to give you feedback on it. And my question is, why not create this at the beginning of the semester and have them add to it all term? Why is it one activity towards the end of your course? It looks really creative, opportunity to create video, resume, website, and more. I'm wondering if you're going to give them, suggestions, ideas, examples to look at of other e-portfolios. I think it's a really cool idea for them to have and maintain an e-portfolio, but it might be something that they could do at the beginning and maintain and build all through the semester. Let's go to Module 8, which is your final module. I love that you're having them do like a role play activity here. It looks like kind of they're envisioning themselves as an informatics, nursing informatics pioneer, and they're sort of projecting themselves into the future and thinking about the future of nursing informatics in practice, and you're asking them to be imaginative and what that's really going to be like and to let go. I mean, I think that sounds really cool and interesting. That's your first discussion. For your second discussion, you're calling it course closure, and I mean, that's okay. I would not tell them that it's not graded. That diminishes the whole activity, you know, and you want them to, you know, take it seriously, to do it. It's just sort of, you know, not something that you need to put out there out front, I think. I would suggest, and I think you may already be planning this, but I just wanted to remind you to check the manual for information on collecting descriptive feedback from your students. I have a lot of, not a lot, but I have some recommendations. I have some recommended questions that you can adapt or use. And just keep in mind that it's important. First of all, it's different than course evaluation. And second, what questions you ask will determine the quality of the responses that you get. And if you need and want descriptive feedback that you can actually use to revise and improve the design of your course and your own facilitation of it, then those questions need to be pretty well crafted and very specific. They can't just be, you know, open-ended questions that are, you know, kind of touchy-feely, like how did you like the course or whatever. They have to be pretty specific, which I think you're probably planning. Overall, Mary, I just want to say you've done an excellent job. I love the course library and the break room and the professor area. I love the metaphors that you're using. Metaphors, I don't see that very often. I'm wondering if the DGO library, the course library that you'll have, if that's going to be a link role like we have in our class. I think that you have done an excellent job thinking this through. You have a head start on getting all of this stuff organized into your course shell with all of the work that you did in this assignment. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see how it ends up looking in your course shell.